And welcome back to the Filmmaking Nova Podcast. This is the conclusion of my conversation with award-winning director, screenwriter, actress, and producer, Rachel Jacob.
Now they have a directorial moment. I will admit, it is kind of weird for me in a certain sense of saying that have a conversation director to director.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you directed, I've directed now, and it's like...
I can't wait to see your full film. Yeah.
We'll talk.
Okay. soon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But there's also something else that you doing that we haven't really talked about too much. At least not on air. And that would be producing.
Ugh. Yeah.
The face says it all.
Yeah.
I have producer credits, but it's in the film, mm-hmm. And it's not like, I'm going to talk to investors mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's... It ain't top notch producing, let me put it that way. You know what I'm saying? I might end up cutting all that stuff out. I don't know. But anyway, producing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about producing and why you love it so much.
I don't.
That's what I said.
And that was a discovery, actually. I admire people who love to produce. I have discovered that I do not. I will continue to do it until I don't have to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in like a begrudge, like I begrudge having to produce. I just mean like it's very hard for me to do. Like I don't like it and I don't enjoy it. And I mean, there are some things that are, I guess, enjoyable about it, but,
what's enjoyable about producing?
The collaboration and like the gathering of a team, and just the sense of you have a sense of the whole thing in a different way,
right,
organizationally, and business wise, which is very important. I think it's super important. So in one sense, I think I'll never drop fully the producer hat because the business side of everything is so important and making sure everything is going smoothly and making sure everything is fair and safe and good and whatnot. So, I'm always going to check on that. That's very important. But it's a necessary thing to do if you're going to be an indie filmmaker because you got to be your own everything, mm-hmm. your own cheerleader, your own producer, your own writer. I mean, depending on what you're doing most of the time,
yeah.
if you want to make films and be the one making the films, then you start learning how to produce whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And I've, coming from a production background in the AD department, that helps a lot because on set producing, that I've got it hands down, and I've done a little, assisting other producers on way bigger projects and stuff like that. And also had like smaller producer credits on bigger things.
Right.
That has been very, very good, experience. And like it's so important to learn, organizationally and like what you need on practical levels, on business levels, contract levels, lawyer levels, pre-production especially,
yeah,
and the setup of everything, on the back end of things, making sure that the deliverables and everything like that goes correctly, and distribution and all that, which I'm still learning. I'm still learning a lot of the pre and post side of the bigger scale producing because it is such a different skill set and world and network and amount of time that you have to dedicate to it. So, But it's super needed, and I'm grateful for the producers that come on board with me on my projects that help me produce and get things done, like Jeremy Dean. Super epic.
It's a fire to meet Jeremy.
Huh?
A fire to meet Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's a great dude. We're good buddies. We've become very, very good friends, and I love him a lot, and he is good people, and you know, I think we're always going to be a part of each other's projects, and it's amazing to find people like that. Mm. You know, like you find your people, and you stick with them and grow together, and you know, help each other out, and I've got this connection, here's this, da 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 da, you know, whatever. So I mean, like, I feel that way about New Orleans and Louisiana in particular, in general, about like us indie filmmakers and like you and, you know, like all the people who are grassroots,
yeah,
but like Louisiana grassroots, there's something special about that. And there's also something special, I think, about the stories that we have to tell. And I know I'm kind of like a tangent here, but we all, I don't know, there's good people here. That's what I'm trying to say. There's good people here, and I love that. And these are the type of people that I want on my team, whether I'm producing whatever. Yeah. But in general, on the producing note, learning and, you know, going to be wearing that hat, but staying away from it as much as I can, in a sense. Like, so like if someone just wants to bring me on as a producer for a project, you know, unless you're going to pay me like $5 million, which is not, that's not going to happen. But like, I'm trying to not focus my time on just producing anymore. Like there needs writing and directing and acting is where I'm really putting my focus at. And if I have to produce in order to make that happen, then I will.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at with the producer stuff. But there's, again, in every area, including this, there's so much to learn and so much to gain from that knowledge and the position and the experience. So,
yeah. I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I don't know if it was on air or off air at this point in time, but I made mention of that. Like, learning so much about every other aspect of filmmaking makes you a better filmmaker.
Yeah.
You know, whether you want to be a director, writer, whatever.
Yeah.
The more knowledge you know, have, the better off you'll be.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that.
Exactly.
Special guest.
This is Pie.
Pie.
Little kitty cat crawling up, checking out the mic.
I have another very, 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 very important question for you. That hopefully you answer correctly, because it is a right or wrong answer.
Uh-oh, now I'm nervous.
It's very, very important. It's going to make or break our friendship.
Oh my gosh, dude. This type of stuff stresses me out so much.
Strawberry or grape jelly?
Oh, man. It depends on what you're eating.
Strawberry or grape jelly?
You're going to make me answer? I would say it depends on what you're eating. Context is everything. I'm going to go for strawberry.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, the show goes on.
Yay! Okay, awesome. Yeah, I love strawberry. I like grape too, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so. You, oh man, I was like, I never know what someone's going to say when they build stuff up like that.
The suspense.
I don't know.
good answer. Strawberry is my favorite too. There was no right or wrong answer.
I know.
But top five favorite movies.
Ooh, dude, killing me. I have a hard time with the favorites game.
I know.
So do I. I don't do it well.
I'm sure they change around from time to time because, you know.
Yeah, well, and it depends on what you mean by that and, like, why would they be the favorite? You know what I mean? Like, because I think I would have different answers for different definitions of that question.
Five favorite movies?
I mean, okay. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
The original Star Wars trilogy.
Really? 4, 5, and 6?
Yes.
So wait, are we doing 3 individual movies there, or do we combine that to 1?
I would combine that into 1. Oh, this is so hard. I hate this. To Have and Have Not.
Okay. That's either 3 or 5.
Yeah. I know. The Shining.
Okay.
And the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
Extended versions.
Interesting. You a Kubrick fan?
Oh, I'm definitely a Kubrick fan. I think he's like basically the ultimate filmmaker. Or one of them. I think 2001 A Space Odyssey is the embodiment of cinema, is the ultimate film that represents filmmaking as an art form, because it does what no other art form can do. That film, while simultaneously combining all other art forms.
Yeah.
And adding its own thing. So I think that is, I think it's the ultimate film that represents all films. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Nice. Very well put.
Thanks.
Top 5 directors.
Oh, that's hard. Okay. Kubrick, Hitchcock.
Okay.
So I'm blanking on names right now. Brandon Stuf.
Okay, the list.
There we go.
Asterisk.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is a rising on my list big time. Regina King is also rising on my list big time. I'm completely blanking right now. Who did Roma? Cuarón? Is it Alfonso Cuarón and Pan's Labyrinth?
You asked the wrong person.
Oh my god. This is so embarrassing.
But guess what? We have smart technology.
I know.
IMDb,
it's so. Not that I don't know, guys. It's that I'm having brain fog. Because I'm on the spot and it's that pressure thing. I think it's Alfonso Cuarón. And also Mary Lou Belli and Stacey King Black. Shout out. Love those women. My mentors. They're amazing. Yes.
Right on. Top 5 favorite genres of movies.
Fantasy.
Okay.
Sci-fi. Drama. Okay. Thriller.
Okay.
And like, golden age of Hollywood, like old classic stuff.
So no comedy?
I wouldn't say it's my, I love it and I enjoy and I have my favorite comedies, but it's not my, I'm not naturally inclined towards it as a filmmaker, or like, I don't, it's a, they're, there's a couple go-tos that I have for that, but I, in general.
A new action?
Yeah. No, not really. Mm-mm. No, I get bored.
Yeah. With action films.
Yeah, there's very few action films that I think are really, really good. And that to me, doesn't mean I don't think the genre is good. But, like, yeah, I lose interest fast. I don't care as much. Yeah. But there's a few. I mean, that have blown me away. So
yeah. It's kind of how I'm probably with, like, the fantastical, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. like you said Lord of the Rings was one of, like, the last podcast I did with my wife, mm-hmm. one of her favorite movies was
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
And I like completely opposite. I mean, it's telling a story. Sure. The first time I watched any of the Lord of the Rings movies,
Where
I was in Virginia with some friends working. It was cold. It was snowing outside. And it's the second one came out, the 2 hours.
Yeah.
It came out. It was in theaters, and the guy asked me if I want to go watch it.
Saw it out of order?
Yes.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. I know. Oh, my God. You don't understand. No.
What?
Like, if I was stranded on a desert island and I could only bring one book, it would be the Lord of the Rings, like, book, which is, like, the one that has all three books in it.
Well, it may redeem myself if I do say that when I watched this movie in the theater, I really didn't watch it because I fell asleep on it.
Fair. And look, I would be completely what the hell is going on if I saw the Two Towers out of context and didn't know the story or hadn't seen Fellowship of the Ring. So, okay, fair. I'll give you that as fair, but also breaking my heart.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I also totally get it.
It's one of those moments where, like, I really didn't want to watch this movie. Because one, I didn't see the first one and it was not my thing. But I said, what's an hour and a half of my life? 3 hours later.
Yeah. A nap. That's so funny.
So I paid like, I don't know, $10 to go take a nap in the theater.
Have you seen them all since in order?
Yes? Question mark?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
No, I have them. I own them.
Okay.
But I think I've watched them in order. I don't remember. It's so long ago. No.
It's important.
Like, don't ask me anything.
It's okay. Yeah.
Don't ask me quote anything or, like, give me any specific plot points or anything like that because I have no idea.
That's fair. I couldn't tell you about whatever action movie, so it's fine.
That's the beauty about filmmaking and stuff like that and filmmakers. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have the same taste.
Exactly. Oh. That's what makes it so good.
Yes. I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I don't think it was me.
Anyway.
I'm actually a question I usually don't ask people. Only because you're more into the game than other people I've talked to. I might throw you off a little bit.
Okay.
Top 5 favorite cinematographers.
My father.
Yes.
Jerry Jacob. I don't know.
I think
about it for a sec.
They have only asked two other guests this. And only because, like, one of them was my DP for mine, my movie, and the other one was a cam operator for my movie. So.
Yeah.
And if you don't know their name, tell me a movie they worked on.
Yeah, I'm not good with cinematographer names, which is bad. Samuel Macaluso. Huh? I mean, Kubrick could be considered a cinematographer as well. So I would say he did a lot of his own shots sometimes, and he designed everything. So I would say Kubrick, in a sense. Who did Titanic?
I'll be a laugh, I told you.
Yeah, I know the name. It's because you're putting me on the spot. I get nervous. A And then whoever shot Parasite, he's freaking amazing.
Yeah. Russell Carpenter.
Yes.
Titanic.
Russell Carpenter.
Is it Parasite?
Yeah.
Which I probably would not be able to pronounce his name if I had any guess.
He's incredible.
Hong Yun Pao? I don't know.
Yeah, that was beautifully shot. And whoever did the King's Speech, that was beautifully shot.
I don't think I've ever seen King's Speech.
Oh my God, you gotta watch that movie. That is an incredible movie. That can also go in my top five. See, I can't do top fives.
King's Speech is Danny Cohen.
He's an amazing job.
He did The Room. He did Room as well. Interesting.
Okay, yeah. Wait, I'm making sure it's Alfonso Cuarón here.
It's a very interesting choice.
Yes, he did Children of Men. Duh, yes. And Roma and Harry Potter. Yes. And then somebody else did Pan's Labyrinth then. Who did Pan's Labyrinth? Oh, Guillermo del Toro. That's who did Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, he directed it.
Mm-hmm. He directed it. That was a director question. Oh. Yeah. He's also one of my top directors.
But for the record, I got it on audio recording. I made your list.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Rachel, I had a great time.
Hope me too. Time. Thank you for having me. This is so great. This is awesome.
As always, when I do these things, I learn so much more about people. And I'm sure I got more to learn about people like you.
Oh, ditto.
Because, I find it amazing to learn a little bit about somebody's path and walk and journey on this crazy adventure of life we call film work making.
Yes. You know? Well, it's an honor. Thank you. And I'm excited you're doing this podcast. This is excellent. We need more of this stuff out there. So.
We do.
Yes. It's great to talk with you more. I can't wait to have our off-air conversation. Yeah. What are we going to do now?
Yes. But before we go off air, I have one more thing.
Okay.
That I would like you to help me out with here. Would you mind giving our audience a way to contact you and follow you on social media?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, I am on Instagram because that's the only thing I can keep up with. So you can find me on Instagram, Rachel_Jacob_Nola. And my link tree's on there with my IMDb and my directing reels and all that jazz in my bio. Or you can IMDb me as well.
There you go.
And my contact's on there if you need to email me. So thank you.
Sweetness.
Yeah.
And I will have that link in the show notes. So
thank you.
There you go. Rachel, great filmmaker, great friend. And a pleasure, as always. And on that note, you're out.
Peace.
Deuces. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy us next season with new guests and a new conversation.